Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode number 395, Business Voices.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hey, I'm actually at home today. I'm not on the road this week, and I've got a special guest with me, and we're here at our place in Austin. I'm actually looking out the window at the State Capitol building, which makes my guest very happy because she is she was born in Texas, and that is my lovely wife, Elizabeth, is on the show with me today. Hi, Beth.
Hi, honey. Right here in Austin, Texas.
That's
a very good thing.
So Beth is a Texan, and she reminds me of it regularly. Hey, we have an interesting topic today. For those of you who don't know Beth, she is the co-founder of the BNI Foundation, which we started back in 1998, I think.
1998.
And she's also been very involved in BNI almost since the very beginning. She was a BNI member in 1986. And we started going out in 1988 and got married in 1989. It was the best referral I ever got. And it's great to have you on the podcast today, Beth.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm very passionate about this topic, as you know, so I'm very grateful to be on the show with you today.
Well, we're talking about Business Voices, which is an initiative of the BNI Foundation. And I think a great place to start would be, why is something like the work that the foundation does, why is that important to BNI? Why is social consciousness and service to the community important to BNI, in your opinion? I've got an opinion, but I'd like to hear yours.
Sure. Well, I think that it is so very important to be fully engaged in one's community. And you can have a business and be in business and be growing your business, but if you're not in a healthy, strong community, your business can only go so far. Being very conscious about what's happening in your surroundings relating to school, relating to social causes, relating to even health is very, very important.
Yes, and I think that as a successful business person, I have an obligation to put back into the community from which I draw. And you and I agreed about that in the late 90s, and we formed the BNI Foundation. I think that if a business is successful and sustainable as a business, it can then serve a larger purpose in society. In a community, the stakeholders are many people. And as you said, the community itself has to be healthy in order for the businesses within the community to be healthy.
Yes, it's not either or, is it?
No, it's not. And, we spent some time a year ago on Necker Island, you and I, and had an opportunity to spend a fair amount of time with Richard Branson. Necker Island belongs to Branson. And I had a chance to interview him for a video that I did on my blog at ivanmeisner.com. And we talked about the B team, and you were our camera person, did a great job, thank you.
Thank you.
We talked about the B team, which stands for the business team, and how it's really important for business to put back into the community, to be thinking about people first, to be thinking about the planet, and to be thinking about profits third. And if you haven't had a chance, if you're listening to this podcast, you haven't had a chance to watch that video, please take a look at it. But I think his business B-team concept is really, in many ways, integrates well with your business voices concept. So you want to tell our BNI members a little bit about what business voices is?
Sure, I would love to. And your point about, you know, Richard's focus on the B-team, that's really kind of what got the business voices idea going in my mind, because he talked with us a little bit about how there are social ills on the planet, and we as a society tend to wait for the government to come in and fix it. And his perspective, and I think ours as we've done this work a little bit longer, is that we don't want to wait anymore for civil servants and social services to try to come up with a solution. We believe, you and I do, Ivan, and I think the members and the directors who are really plugging into our Business Voices movement are coming to see that we have the resources that are so desperately needed, and we don't have a lot of the red tape that is paralyzing the needs. We have a middle school teacher that we've been talking with in actually Ferguson, Missouri, of all places, and he told us, shared with us, that when he puts in a requisition for funds to buy software for his computer technology classroom, it can take up to 9 months for him to get approved to purchase those elements of the things he needs to teach well. We don't have those restrictions as a business community. Right. We can find out about a need, and we can go to our BNI chapter members and say, here is the item that is needed, and here's who needs it, and they've been, you know, maybe they've been invited to a chapter even to talk with us about it, and we can start filling those gaps. We're seeing that already happening, certainly in America, where the Business Voices movement is really gaining some traction, and we have 8 other countries within BNI that are implementing our movement in their countries as well. So it's really a way of just not waiting anymore. We're tired of waiting. The waiting's not helping. We're not seeing solutions really coming to the fore. So we want to get involved and do tangible things that are going to help make systemic change.
And the Business Voices movement is part of the BNI Foundation, but it's just an initiative of the BNI Foundation is open to other organizations. And really, it's about giving business a voice in what happens in communities around the world. Now, for BNI, much of what we have done in the past, and I think in the future, is to focus on children and education. That's been the primary focus of the BNI Foundation, and that choice was made by our board of advisors. BNI has a board of advisors made up of BNI members all around the world, and they selected children and education. And so, Beth, how is the BNI Foundation leveraging our positive impact with the foundation as part of the Business Voices movement? And most importantly, how can BNI members who care about their local communities, how can they get involved with the BNI Foundation and get involved with Business Voices?
I love that question. There are many ways to plug in. Probably the first thing a BNI member would want to do is to find out a little bit more about the movement. So we have a website, businessvoices.org, O-R-G. We also have a BNI Connect group for Business Voices. We've got a very active Facebook page, and on the Facebook page, BNI Connect group, and our webpage, you'll also see links posted for upcoming webinars. We are doing monthly webinars that are focusing on national organizations. There are organizations like Boys and Girls Club, Motivating the Teen Spirit, Stand Up America. They have things happening probably in your community because they are large national movements.
And we are doing these worldwide, not just in North America, but in other places around the world. There are Business Voices programs.
That's right. Yeah. In the U.S., we're doing this monthly spotlight webinar. The other countries, as soon as they have identified their spotlight focus. Ours, obviously, is increasing graduation rates. We want to see the graduation rates in the United States go up by 10%. In Japan, their focus is likely to be preventing teen suicide because the teen suicide rate is so very high. So they'll have spotlight webinars focusing on organizations that are doing great work and having measurable results in those areas. But in the U.S., our approach is finding these organizations, as that I mentioned, bringing them onto the webinar, letting them share a little bit more about the effectiveness that they're having, what their results they're seeing. And then the idea is for the members, go and find the Boys and Girls Club director in your community and invite him or her to a BNI chapter meeting and ask that famous BNI question, how can I help you?
Well, listen, the BNI Foundation has done some amazing work under your stewardship. The organization has given away over $3 million since its inception in 1998. But the Business Voices is more than just about money. It's also about time. Rather than, you know, not everybody has money to contribute, but they do have time, mentorship, you know, personal engagement and involvement. And that's what I really liked about Business Voices, because we kind of have a fairly large network out there. There might be some people who'd be willing to help in some way. And so I urge people to go to BNIfoundation.com, I believe, yes?
.org. Well, either one will take you. We did them both just for that reason.
BNIfoundation.org and businessvoices.org to find out information about what your organization's charitable arm is doing. You know, I think business can be noble. Business can do things in society to make it a better place. And sometimes it seems so overwhelming, but you know, you may not be able to make a world of difference, but you can make a difference in the world. And I think Business Voices is one of the ways that we as an organization are consciously capital. We're practicing conscious capitalism. And I want to just thank you, Beth. Any closing comment before we wrap up?
Well, I just really appreciate the time with you, Ivan, to be able to bring this to more members' attention and awareness. I would love to ask an action step, if I could, from the people that listen to the podcast.
Yes.
At businessvoices.org, we have a Join Our Movement button. If you would help us move that counter higher and higher, we would love to have you join our movement. From time to time, we'll send you personal updates. I don't have an account that sends you automatic messages and emails. You'll get a personal email from me with a message from me and Ivan personally. So if you could help us out by joining our movement and then staying close to us, learn what we're doing and how you can bring awareness more to your chapter, we would be really grateful.
Businessvoices.org. It is an initiative of BNI. Elizabeth, thank you so much for everything that you do. You've been part of the organization for 29 years now, and you and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. So it's fantastic to be a partner with you in life and in business.
I agree with you.
Thanks. Back to you, Priscilla.
I want to thank both of you for coming up with this great initiative, which allows BNI members to interact with their communities and make positive changes. I think it's great. And I would just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is a leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.